In just a little while, Wes Preeb will come not into South Dakota, but into this hall through that door in his royal regalia. Popcorn stuck all over him, no doubt, and piled heavily on his spirit. Paul Muntz and I have done a song. We can't call it a hymn, cannot call it an anthem, cannot call it cantata. It's a series of limericks that tells about this man who was brought to Christ in the Word and the water, and stayed in the faith in South Dakota, where he got close to corn and stayed a friend of it, and where he then moved in and through the church into his ministry among boys, girls, igloos. Here, how he got this place for $1. And a dime. I put dime because it rhymes. I figured the postage was maybe a dime if the letter didn't get through and he had to pay twice in those days. We used a little license. Right now we'd like to have you rehearse with Paul the chorus, because you'll be part of the singing of it. You have it in your hands.
Thank you, Herb.
Just a quick...
All right, we are singing for Wes. For he's a jolly good fellow. Could we run through that one chorus of it, please? In front of you is a little quarter sheet of music entitled Wes Preeb Was His Name. This is a refrain which appears 9 times throughout the course of the little song that Herb wrote. God was gracious when he came, nothing else is quite the same. Since this human being came, oh, Wes Preeb is his name, his name, his name, his name. I'm going to play it through once, and then will you sing it for us? God was gracious. Ready, go. That was pretty good. Try it again, but a little bit more enthusiasm, you know. You got to knock him over with this first chorus. And as you go up that scale, his name, his name, his name, make each one a little bit more important than the previous one. Here we go. To do is to know when to come in and when not to come in. And I think Paul Hinderly, who's going to sing it, will probably nod to you, but I'll play the verses and it will go like this. Herb, do you want to sing it?
No.
You wrote it.
Yes.
Tom, I think we're ready to have Wes come, and we'll get ready for him. We're going to sing the entrance song. After that, Fritz Norstedt will read the letter, which gives us one of our reasons for gathering today. We'd find a reason anyway, and then we're going to have a little program about 20 minutes long. In the church here, this is called Advent. We're waiting. Think Purple may stand, even though the bulletin doesn't say it.
He's a jolly good fellow, for he's a jolly good fellow, for he's a jolly good fellow, and nobody can deny, and nobody can deny, and nobody can deny, for he's a jolly good fellow, for he's a jolly good fellow, for he's a jolly good fellow.
Fritz Norstedt, in a letter, you may be seated.
I'll ask Tom Ahlstrom to come up here for just a moment. Tom, would you please hold Wes's cigar for a few minutes? And the stick. And then I think Wes will have you come over here. Please. There is, of course, a time of great fun this morning, but there's also a time of great honor for a dear friend. And for just this one moment, I would like to intrude into what otherwise is an appropriate hilarity by reading this official proclamation. It is an executive proclamation from the officer of the governor from the State House in Pierre, South Dakota. Whereas Wes Priebe, a native of Webster, South Dakota, is the founder of Holden Village, a retreat center in the Cascade Mountains of Washington State. And whereas Holden Village offers a unique and vital ministry to the church and to all of society, and whereas individuals and families from throughout the world gather at Holden Village each year to share in worship, prayer, study, work, and recreation, and whereas we in South Dakota are proud of our native son, Wes, and the outstanding contributions he has made to this great country of ours. Now, therefore, I, Richard F. Kniep, Governor of the State of South Dakota, do hereby proclaim Sunday, August 14th, 1977, as Wes Priebe Day, and join with my fellow South Dakotans in recognizing and commending him for his vision and involvement as the founder of Holden Village. In witness thereof, I have hereto set my hand and affixed this great seal of the State of South Dakota in Pierre, the capital city, this 29th day of July in the year of our Lord, 1977, signed Richard F. Kniep, Governor of the State of South Dakota.
One of the great forces in Wes's life has been gospel singing. One of the great places in the world that this gospel singing has been taking place through the years is in the lift. And this takes some of us back a few years when Jack Ledbetter led some gospel singing down in the lift, and some of the great music of the world was happening down there with popcorn and pool. We're going to sing a few now. What number, Jack? 57. You want to say a word about it? Looks as though Wes wants to help.
57, what number is that?
57. Thank you.
I'm going to ask Gene Swihart to come up and tell a story while they're picking the second number. And Gene knows something about how the village was bought. And when you found that second number, Jack, would you play softly under this great story? It's probably all true. If not, Gene, just elaborate a little.
I wasn't here when Holden Village first became the Holden Village that we know it. But 10 years ago, in 1957, our friend Wes Preeb, who really gets around in this world, believe it or not, he won a Navajo reservation one time. This time he was up with the Eskimos in Alaska. And he read a notice in the Anchorage paper that a mining town up in the Cascade Mountains was for sale, was closing down. So he wrote a letter to the superintendent of the mines, Mr. Roper, asking for information about it. Mr. Roper wrote back and said, yes, the village was for sale, and it was only $100,000. Well, it took Wes a year to recover from that, but he did recover, and a year later he wrote another letter. If they hadn't sold it, what would they think about giving it away? Now, you know, that takes something that a lot of us don't have, but our friend Wes has it. And they wrote back with the same firm $100,000 price, but little dismayed was Wes. He waited a while longer, and he wrote another letter, pretty much like the first two. Persistence won out. He was at LBI, going to Bible College at that time in Seattle, and the phone rang. And Wes was called to the phone, and it was the vice president of the House Sound Mine Company, and he says, yeah, we'll give it to you. And Wes was standing here holding the phone, and his jaw dropped, and he couldn't speak. And the vice president on the other end of the line from New York or Utah or wherever, thinking this meant some hesitation on Wes's part, says, okay, we'll throw in all the equipment from the hospital. Wes was, if anything, even more speechless. The jaw dropped a little further. He couldn't get a word out, and the man says, okay, we'll throw in the tug and the dock. And Wes managed to gurgle. He had to breathe sometime, and made a noise something like yes. And this was in 1960, and it progressed from there. To make a long story short, we, thanks to Wes, his great faith, the good Lord, and the House Sound Mining Company needing a $100,000 write-off for taxes, here we are. But don't think Wes is finished. Now, he didn't just do this wonderful thing and sit back on his laurels with his pool cue and his cigar. It wasn't too long ago I heard a rumor that Wes had bet a dollar on a battleship. So watch it.
Number 27.
Thank you. Thank you. Andy, through the years, there have been saints. Horty, Mary, Mary, Carol, Andy, Omar, all names important to Wes, his sisters and his brothers, and one of them will play one of your favorite songs, Wes. He told me you like it. One of the things that we admire about you is your ability to be articulate, and so we've called on someone in the village who can say it also in a poetic, quick, sideways kind of way, and Jack Lederbetter has written a poem to honor you, and Jack will read a poem, and it represents all the things that we want to say to you, Wes, this day and the rest of our lives.
It's entitled, We Wait Your Coming, for Wes Preeb. The muffled roll of bowling balls echoes in the gospel. Popcorn is warm and buttery in the sunshine of summer days, and keys jangle among rusty jokes and serious sayings that refuse to stay serious. And padding among a wealth of t-shirts, you go your solitary way, cigar or corncob raised delicately in W.C. Fields' fingers. And Holden buses arrive or leave, people watching the last glacier fall into shadow lost among the pines. And you, Wes, quiet on the road, lift your hand, cigar like a torch, and you turn toward the pool hall or climb to the bell, and we all wait your coming and another Holden day.
Wes likes to speak. Wes likes to pray. I'm going to ask Wes to pray with us now. Wes.
Song after this, Wes.
So right.
You're taking us into that gate.
Oh, all right. Thank you. Yes. Gracious Heavenly Father, we come today to thank you for this day. I'm especially grateful for this day. As I look out and see all these wonderful people here in this auditorium. And we thank you, O God, for each one of them. I thank you for all these people, for the days of Holden, the past, the opportunities in the future, as we look not to the past, but the future. So we pray for all the people coming this day who Holden in the future. We pray for the people who have gone away from this place. We know you have bright and glorious times for all these people in the years to come. We thank you that you will protect and guide this place as you watch over it continuously with your hand. We thank you, though, God, that the people that have come in the past have made it what it is, and now we look to the future. We thank you that we can all be a part of this future at Holden and always continuously look to you. And we thank you that you will bless our lives this day and make this day a day of thankfulness, especially for you and for Holden, oh God, and I will be thankful for all these people, and we will all celebrate together. In Jesus' name we ask this prayer, amen.
Wes, now, before you be seated, I want you to know that we have a brand new song being sung for the, really, by all of us, for the first time in the life of the whole earth. It's called a premiere. And the name of the song is Wes Preeb Was His Name. I don't think this will ever become the South Dakota State song, but it may be their hymn. And we want you to enjoy it. I want you to take a seat and truly enjoy our singing the song, Wes Preeb Was His Name. It's a story of your life.
Gracious when he came, nothing else is quite the same. Since this human being came, oh, Wes Preeb was his name. His name, his name, his name, and Holden is his fame. There once was a child of the earth who was born in a miracle birth. He was brought to the water by potter and mutter, and baptizing increased his worth, his worth, his worth, his worth, and baptizing increased his worth. God was gracious in he came, nothing else is quite the same, since this human being came, and Wes Preeb is his name, his name, his name, his name, and Holden is his fame. There once was a boy of the land who was raised upon corn and in sand. For the year he was born was good for the corn, and now he sells corn by the hand, the hand, the hand, the hand, and now he sells corn by the hand. God was gracious when he came, nothing else is quite the same, since this human being came, oh, Wes Preeb is his name, his name, his name, his name, and Wesley is his fame. There once was a baby so wee who lived for the whole Trinity. For he felt every part of the Godhead by heart and is moving to infinity, nity, 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 and is moving to infinity. Take it. God was gracious when he came. Nothing else is quite the same. Since this human being came, oh, Wes Preeb is his name, his name, his name, his name, and Holden is his fame. There once was a boy who did deal with some unbelief others did feel. For his Bible he went from igloo to tent, teaching how to bow on bended knee, bended knee, bended knee, bended knee, how to bow on bended knee. God was gracious when he came, nothing else is quite the same, since this human being came. Is his name, his name, his name, his name, and Holden is his fame. There once was a small mission school that did hire a spiritual fool. He brought Jesus and joy to girl after boy, and he serves God in prayer in pool, in pool, in pool, in pool. He serves God in prayer and pool. God was gracious when he came. Nothing else is quite the same. Since this human being came, Wes Preeb is his name, his name, his name, his name, and Holden is his fame. There once was an old copper mine, which was bought for a dollar and dime. For a man did believe what God can conceive, and a village is now in its prime, its prime, its prime, its prime, and a village was then in its prime. God was gracious when he came, nothing else is quite the same. Since this human being came, oh, Wes Preeb is his name, his name, his name, his name, and Holden is his fame. There once was a man in the lurch, and a valley that looked for a church.
For this man with a mop selling corn that did pop, helping thousands to join in the search, the search, the search, the search, helping thousands to join in the search. God was gracious when he came. Nothing else is quite the same since this human being came. West reveals his name, his name, his name, his name, and Holden is his fame. There once was a lord of great love who sent both the spirit and dove. For a governor said, eat your coffee and bread and give thanks to the Father above, 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 and give thanks to the Father above. God was gracious when he came. Nothing else is quite the same since this human being came. Westbrook is his name, his name, his name, his name, and Holden is his fame.
We're going to hear the refrain of what we just heard, and we're going to go out and move around and come back to where? That's right, in just a little while. Thank you, Wes. Thank you, friends. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Governor. Thank you, Holden. How do we leave? All right, on our way rejoicing. Yes, we'll get the way in here. On our way rejoicing. That's a new tune to On Our Way Rejoicing. Okay. See you in 10 minutes.